Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back. This is a new episode of Back to Reality. I am Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be your host. And here with me, I have Brother Ali and Brother Hassanain. Assalamu alaikum to both of you and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much for being here. Well, just like always, and as the ritual goes, I would like you to introduce yourself very briefly.
I'm Hassanain. I'm from India, and I'm a student in the Islamic Seminary of Qom.
This is Said Ali, and I'm from Iran, and I'm an independent Islamic philosophy researcher.
So that's very perfect. Thank you for being here. Well, they say those who laugh last would laugh longer. And there are many, many, many quotes and stories about the laughers. There used to be clowns who make people laugh, but then when you dig deeper into the life of those clowns, you would see that they have a lot of tragedies in their life, and they were the ones who had the sadder lives ever. So they must have fell into depression, but they found a way out of it. They found a way to release all that energy in a different direction, with a different methodology. Well, let's see if laugh is the real response when we share it in a crowd. Do you believe that those who laugh are happy people?
Not necessarily, because I certainly make people laugh, I guess. And people know me because of this quality. But sometimes you see people make other people happy and they commit suicide, like Robin Williams, the famous American actor, right? Who seems to be...
Who would have thought that such a person,
right? After Jumanji, with that light heart. The Dead Poet Society, yeah. If I'm not mistaken. And me, myself, right? So I try to make people laugh and put laughter in their faces. But eventually, it might be comes from my probably sad history or whatever in my life. Because I don't want other people to go through the same experience that I have, you know, gone through. So... I want to quote something from Charlie Chaplin, which was, another example of a great comedian in the history of cinema. He says, the mirror is my best friend because when I cry, it never laughs. So laughter is really important. If I want to know someone, it's really famous that people knows other people through their eyes, and they would say eyes are the keys or the gate for the... their soul. I would say
the heart.
The heart, exactly. I would say the laughter or laughing or putting a smile on someone's face is the key. So that's the thing that breaks the ice and make conversation, right? Mm-hmm.
To spread. But many times you see that you look at someone's face.
Yeah.
You see a laughter. You see a smile. They might be smiling, but the face would say something else, and the eyes would say something else.
You remind me of the Mona Lisa.
Yes, that's very true. So what about you, Brother Hassanain? Do you think that there is a relation between happiness and laughter? Do you think there is a real connection between these two things?
There could be a connection, but it's not like always every time. So laughter could be sometimes expressing your joy, which is inside yourself, like your content. And you express that through your laughter, you express that through your face, you express that putting a smile on your face. But sometimes you could use laughter as a shield.
Yeah.
You could use laughter to conceal the distress you've got inside yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason you look at someone, a person is smiling, but when you look at his eyes, they look tired, they look in grief.
Yeah.
It seems like they're hiding something.
Yeah.
So it's sometimes you use laughter to mask your grief inside.
Exactly.
And sometimes it's for expressing your joy.
Many of the times, as the psychologist would put it, the sad people are the ones who make the best jokes. Because just as you rightly mentioned, they try to mask their sadness and griefs with their laughter and their jokes and their lightheartedness in the crowd. So let's go for a break and then we'll come back to see what's more with laughter.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Sometimes laugh is not my real response. It's just a mechanism I use for my despair. How much do you agree with this sentence?
Yeah, because sometimes people would like to hide their distress mm-hmm. or what they're going through. So they use laughter as a tool to hide what's going inside.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to share. Actually, we've got a hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam as well. Like, someone who always shares his distress with people has accepted his humiliation.
To mask it is a sign of wisdom as well.
It could be. Yeah, but what is it leading you towards?
Mm-hmm.
Are you working on it on the good way?
Yeah.
What's the intention behind it?
Yeah, to lead it, to lead you through to a good way,
mm-hmm.
to lead you to a positive way. It could be constructive. It could be compulsive sometimes. So it could depend. What's the intention behind it?
Exactly.
And where is it taking you towards?
Mm-hmm. So there were people, there was a campaign, I guess, once. They said, if you laugh in the mirror, then this laugh, the energy that comes from that laughing, would haunt you and then haunt you in a good, positive way, actually.
Yeah, fake
and
it till make it.
You.
Fake it till make it. That can be a cure because laughter
so
is a cure.
So you believe in that?
We believe in that in some cases. I don't want to... When I'm laughing...
Has it ever worked on you?
Not that much. Seldom.
No,
probably.
As for me personally, no.
No, because when I want to laugh, when I'm in a gathering of my friends, I want to be with my true self, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to give my energy towards other people, my true... I don't want to censor myself. That's it. So when I laugh, I'm really happy. If I want to be sad because of a reason... I don't laugh. I stop myself. But I want to mention something about, since Brother Hassanain mentioned a quotation of Imam Ali alayhi salam, I think there's a story of Imam Ali. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not sure whether he was Imam Ali or the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family. That in one, so Imam Ali was joyful and playful, right? So despite the fact he was a great commander, he was a great champion, warrior. And in one session, when he was sitting with the companion, he would stretch his feet and says, what does it look like? Every companion says something. For example, because Imam Ali was a sophisticated, wise person, right? Mm-hmm. One person said, it's a symbol of power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because by using your feet, you can, you know, conquer lands, you can go there and discover. Another person says something else. Eventually, Imam Ali stretched his other foot and says, it looks the same as my other foot. And I'm really, really tired because I've been working with the getting visas for 40 people because we have a tour. And I said, they sent me the red ring. And
yeah.
So eventually, Imam Ali said that it looks the other foot of mine. And people laughed, simply. The same Imam Ali, then when he enters a battle, people would shake, right? Because so he wanted to shake this, I would say, shield of being a great person mm-hmm. to other people, mm-hmm. not in a way to humiliate himself, in a way to open the gate so other people engage with him, right?
Yeah.
So for some great people, it's a great medicine.
So it's a sort of preaching, like when you're a religious commander, you don't have to be so strict and so all the time not happy and not having a smile on your face. It's actually preaching the others to be happy.
Yeah, a decent
to practice
person do that.
It could be
because you know
a great
they
tool,
usually
right?
Idealize the they usually try to talk about this ideology that those religious people are usually strict people and they are all the time so grumpy and they do not even laugh or smile. But this is very wrong. We have the example of Prophet and we have the example of Ahlul Bayt entirely, all of them.
Prophet always had a smile on his face.
Exactly.
He always used to smile.
And he's known for his manners. So a manner is interested, like people would get interested in your manner if you have a light heart, if you have a smile, if you always wear a smile on your face. So these things are part of our religion. And we have to remember this all the time and do not mistake it in a different way. So let's go for another break and then we'd come back to see if happiness is really shown by your laughter. This is the Finalmon and we're going to talk about laughter for the last time in today's episode. You know, sometimes you're happy but you cry. So it's not always like this that when you're happy you must have a laugh on your face. And laughter is not always coming from a very happy heart. So these things are very important keys to remember always and all the time, that do not judge people by the laugh they have on their face. Like, we see people try to hardly collect their pieces and then have a smile on their face just for the sake of being a cool person, just for the sake of being extroverted and showing emotion with other people. But then the others would take it differently. If we consider this point, I guess, in our daily relationships, in our daily connection and communication with other people, we would have a better perspective of other people, don't you think so? Like when there are lighthearted people around you and they laugh all the time, they're going to be judged as the people who do not have any problem, the people who do not have any issues in their life. But we have to actually remember this fact. We have to broaden our perspective that not all people who laugh are very happy people.
Yeah, we don't consider people who laugh a lot as serious people, right? But again, laughing a lot in an appropriate, you know, moment.
We probably don't have. In today's world, I don't think we have such people.
How come?
Like laughing all the time for no reason, because, you know, problems are just bombarding you.
There's actually a narration about people who laugh all the time.
With no reason?
Yeah, all the time. It takes away it kills the seriousness, and then people won't take you serious. This person is always joking, he's laughing. So it kills the heart. Like the few narrations, which are exactly not coming to my mind. But getting back to the point which I mentioned earlier, laughing, when we say that, even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, when we say that, he always had a smile on his face. Always he used to laugh. But laughing, laughter, and a smile, these are two different things.
Yes.
The laughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a warmth. It had affection. It's different from laughing with...
It has kindness within itself.
It's different from laughing with loud noises, which is actually prohibited in Islam. Not prohibited in the sense, it's not recommended in Islam.
Yeah.
Like laughing too loud noises, that's a sign, that's a sign of ignorance.
Yeah, and it's a sign of you forgetting everything about the reality of the world and the reality of the hell and heaven and everything. Because sometimes you see people, they're laughing in a crazy way, as if they're high. They forget everything. Nothing is serious, right? So you don't think those people are ready to take a serious task after that, right? You say, he might joke around with everything.
Thinking of those people, I usually do not believe they're living with us in the same planet that we're living on right now, having all these problems and seeing all these wars and people suffering from different issues. I don't believe they're living in the same planet that we're living in. By the way, you know, we do not laugh alone. I don't think that we do it. Maybe while watching a movie or something, yes, but this shows the very fact that laughing is actually a way of communication. We want to buy people's approval, perhaps, or maybe we want to start a communication, or we want to break the ice, as you just said. So it's something that is related to a bunch of people. Like, we do it when we're in a crowd, when we're with others. So just to summarize today's episode, I would say that not all the laughs that you see on the face of people is a true sign of happiness that they have in their heart. Sometimes sadness shows itself in the widest laughs on the face. So this was all for today's episode. I hope you've just enjoyed it. Well, this is supposed to be a trigger for your thought, a food for your thought. I hope you enjoyed that. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمة رازقة يا الله يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمة رازقة Let us see daylight again, once again.